My donor number is the 0001. Hello, I am 184 centimeters tall and I have a medium build, I'd say. I've got blonde hair and green eyes. My skin color is white and my mother's Swedish and my father ethnic origin is Norwegian.
Well, are you currently a student? Are you working? And what do you have going on?
So I'm currently a student. I'm pursuing a degree in psychology because I want to become a psychologist. At the spare time or next to that, I'm working part-time.
In your ideal situations, 5 to 10 years from now, what might you be doing then?
Well, in approximately 5 years, I should be done with my students or my main studies, and then I'll pursue some further studies after that. And 10 years from now, I'd be pretty content with my career. I think I feel very, very, very safe when it comes to the career I'm pursuing and the steps I'm taking now or have been taken for the last 5 years. Hopefully I'll be active. I didn't want to say exactly what I'm doing, but I'm doing some I have some political projects that I'm doing, and hopefully that'll give some fruit and results in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I'd like to have a countryside cabin or a countryside house that I've built.
Nice.
That's what I'm looking forward to, and I should have all that done.
So a few questions about growing up. Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I do. I've got three siblings. We are four in total, one younger brother and two older siblings. I've got a good relationship to all of them, especially my younger brother. I can't help but feel responsible a bit when like all us elder, we moved out and the younger one was left behind. So I've always felt a bit sorry for just leaving him without the siblings, because I had a great time growing up with all my siblings. And the last five, seven years before he finished school, he was all alone with my parents. I love my parents, absolutely. but you know, in that age, like,
yeah,
it's good to have siblings and not be stuck with mom.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have a great relationship with them, especially him.
Perfect. So how about your parents? Would you say that they gave you any morals or values that you still have today?
I don't know. I'm pretty strong-minded when it comes to morals and values. Perhaps I got some from them, but already when I was young, I felt that they didn't actually like practice as they taught. But yeah, I had some morals growing up, I think. But I differ a lot from my siblings in that regard. I do a lot more volunteer and a lot more volunteer work. And I pursue other, let's see, a bit more altruistic goals than they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you're not working or doing your studies, what do you do for fun?
So I am in a canoe or a kayak club. So I like a kayak. I like to be in the workshop as well, fixing the other members, because we're a big club.
Mm-hmm.
And all the kayaks break sometimes.
Yeah.
So I like to fix them up. We have a great small team in the workshop doing that. And during the winter, I like to swim. And I'm so happy that I live close to the sea.
Mm-hmm.
So I get to swim in the winter. It's a bit cold, but you learn to love it.
Sure you do. So what types of music are you into?
I listen to a lot of Norwegian R&B and hip-hop.
Okay.
I like all different kinds, I'd say, except for trance music. I don't go to raves.
Mm.
It's not for me. I can listen to something similar when walking around. It gets me in the mood. But doing a 3 or 4 hour, like, listen, no, I don't get it. And I don't listen to too hardcore like growling metal rock. I don't know, they have so different names for it, but no, I don't do too hardcore. I don't.
And what about movies?
I saw a movie a couple of years ago called The Lobster. Quite an interesting movie. I watched The Pianist every year one time. Otherwise, it's there's a lot of Norwegian movies, I'd say, a lot of Scandinavian movies. But I like to right now I'm watching all the Mission Impossibles because the movies feel so I do like a good action movie sometimes, but
yeah.
I on the free time, you know, just to wind down, I tend to like comedies.
Yeah.
What
are some of your favorite foods?
I like traditional Swedish food or Scandinavian food. Now I live close to Copenhagen and Denmark, so I've learned to eat a lot of pork because everything's pork over here. I think you have, but yeah, and you can never go wrong with Italian and some pasta, and that's also quite easy to make.
So when you get a chance to read for fun, what do you go to?
I read a lot of different articles, I'd say, articles and reports.
Mm-hmm.
Like daily topics that's what I read for fun. I do read a lot in my studies, and I've got political interests, so that's why I read a lot of different topics. I'm also reading some literature right now. I'm reading The Unrequited Love of Marcus Ehrenpreis. But yeah, it's a bit of a mix, but I don't read normal novels, I'd say.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what's one of the better trips you've been on in your life?
A couple of years ago now, I did a lovely trip where I cycled across Europe from central northern Sweden down to southern Europe. That was a lovely trip. I'd say that's a trip that I look back on a lot. I've also been to a small part of the Middle East and Eastern Africa last year. That's the trips I remember.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other passions, talents, or interests that we haven't touched so far?
I don't know. I touched the political interests.
Mm-hmm.
Talents. I'm quite the extrovert, I'd say. I've done stand up a couple of times. I can be funny to some people, and you. Fortunately, you don't need to please the whole crowd, just a small portion of it, those willing to pay. I do like languages. I do like languages. I speak a couple, and I intend to learn some more.
So why did you choose to become a sperm donor?
To help other people, I'd say. And when I first got here, I learned that not many people that try out have good enough quality, and that made me understand that there is like a bigger need than I knew. So I'm happy to help.
What are some of the thoughts that you have about the possible future contact with an offspring?
I'm absolutely positive to future contact. I've read when I started this endeavor, I read some forums and I understood that there's a lot of, they call themselves DCP, donor conceived people, and some of them like haven't succeeded in contacting their donor, and they feel very bad about it. So doing this open or known donors is, I wouldn't do it any other way. And I see nothing wrong with it. What could go bad? It's for me, it's as clear as day. I fail to understand why one wouldn't be open to contact.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything you would like to say to the recipients of your donations?
I think that's the hardest question here on the sheet. Good luck is a good thing to say. I wouldn't dare tell any other parent what to do or say, like in regard to their child. One of my favorite quotes, if not my favorite quote, it's by an old American author called Walt Whitman, it means a bit. It means a lot to me, and how I view myself and people. And it goes like this: Do I contradict myself? Very well, then I contradict myself. I am large. I contain multitudes. Walt Whitman has a bunch of great books and a bunch of great quotes, and everyone contains multitudes. So I strongly believe in multitudes, that's a nice. I think that's a nice quote, especially one which is amazing. What I would like to say to your recipients is to just, you know, give a good childhood to their children and let them explore.